It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The man who killed James and Denise Kloss and kidnapped their 13-year-old daughter, Jamie, learned Friday he will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Barron County Judge James Babbler sentenced Jake Patterson to life in prison without the possibility of release. What questions do you have about the sentencing of Jake Patterson? The number is 800-642-1234. Rich Kramer is WPR's reporter based in Eau Claire, and he was in that packed and emotional courtroom. Rich, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So Jake Patterson had pleaded guilty, so there was no trial. What was it like in the courtroom as the judge hands down that two life sentences without the possibility of parole and 40 years for kidnapping?
Well, I wasn't in the courtroom. I was actually in a hallway watching the proceedings on a small little TV screen provided by one of the Twin Cities media. There was a raffle that morning. So many people wanted to get into the courtroom from the community and from the press that there was actually a raffle held where you put business cards in a big box, and the sheriff drew from that. Unfortunately, WPR didn't get in, but I still was able to see there was a lot of emotion. I mean, the family members testified first, family members of the Kloss family, and it was really intense. A lot of sadness. You know, a couple of the brothers of James testified, a couple of the aunts, Jamie's aunt Jennifer, and others testified, and it was very emotional, very emotional.
Did we learn anything new about that October night when Jamie Kloss's parents were killed and she was kidnapped?
Not really, because when the criminal complaint came out, Patterson had already admitted everything. I mean, from the beginning, he basically told, even when the police pulled him over out near his home in Gordon, the day that Jamie Kloss escaped, he said right away, "I did it." And he gave a full confession. So we knew that he had fully admitted that he had committed these heinous acts. And the details of those acts were already splashed across the media in the criminal complaint, and it was quite gruesome. So all we really learned that was new was just how the family was impacted by it. We also heard a very powerful statement that Jamie Kloss herself wrote. It was read by a guardian ad litem that was appointed on her behalf. So
let's hear a bit of that statement.
I don't want to even see my home or my stuff because of the memory of that night. My parents and my home were the most important things in my life. He took them away from me in a way that will always leave me with a horrifying memory.
And so that's family attorney Chris Grandstrup reading that statement. What was that like, hearing those words from Jamie?
Well, I'll tell you, the hair on the back of my neck stood up because it was so powerful. The one thing that towards the end of the statement that really was impactful was that Jamie had written things like, "I will go on to do great things," and he will not. And she explained how Patterson tried to control her, tried to get her to like him. And she wrote that, you know, he took these things away from me, but he can't take away my freedom. He can't take away my spirit. He tried to have control over me, but now I have control over him because I can tell the judge what I think, how he should be sentenced. And that was very, very powerful.
And let's hear a little bit more.
He thought that he could own me, but he was wrong. I was smarter. I watched his routine, and I took back my freedom. I will always have my freedom, and he will not.
Rich, we also heard the 911 call that Denise Kloss made before she was killed. What was that like?
It was tough. And it kind of, the 911 call had been made public before because of some, there were records requests that media had done. So people had heard it, but, and it's very garbled and without the context of what is happening in that moment, it didn't really resonate. But when we heard it in the courtroom on Friday, we had already read the criminal complaint. We already knew that Jamie and her mother were hiding in the bathtub in the bedroom or in the bathroom while Jake Patterson was breaking the door down. We had already heard that they were sitting in the bathtub and Denise Kloss was giving a bear hug trying to hold Jamie. So it really kind of hit home after, you know, with all that context in mind.
We're talking with Rich Kramer. He's a reporter for WPR based in the Eau Claire studios. And Rich is telling us about the sentencing of Jake Patterson. Rich, we heard the strong words that Judge Babbler had for Jake Patterson. He called him an extreme danger to the public. What did Patterson's defense ask for in this?
Well, Patterson's defense basically started out their statement saying, we know that Jake will die in prison. We know that he's not going to get out. So what they were hoping for was Judge Babbler to give his sentence in a way that at least made it look like there was a possibility of release. They said, knowing full well that he wouldn't be released, but they said that if the sentence included some provisions of early release, that would afford him certain privileges in jail, certain work privileges. But Judge Babbler didn't hear it. The defense also pointed out that Patterson made efforts to speed the trial up. They said that if he had his way, he would have pled guilty the next day and there wouldn't have been a trial. So they tried to point that out as Jake Patterson trying to take responsibility for his actions. But Judge Babbler pointed out that Patterson made statements in jail about fantasizing about kidnapping a girl or killing families. So the judge was not moved much by the defense's attempts to try to humanize Patterson.
And before his sentencing, Patterson had this to say about what he did to Jamie and her family.
I would do like absolutely anything to take back what I did, you know. I would die. I would do absolutely anything.
So what did you see from Jake Patterson in this sentencing?
Well, you know, the camera, there was a pool feed camera that all the media were sharing from. There's one camera, one photographer in there, and aside from everyone else in the courtroom. So I saw the back of his head a lot of the time through a tiny little video screen when I was sitting on the floor in a hallway trying to type as fast as I could. But what I noticed is that certain points when the Judge Babbler was talking about prior statements that Patterson had made, he was shaking his head no. I mean, he was, at one point, he even interrupted the judge because the judge was describing this letter that he had written to members of the media saying that he had fantasized about kidnapping a girl. He wanted to kidnap a girl and killing families, etc. And Patterson actually said something to the effect of, well, you didn't read the rest of the letter. You should read the rest of the letter. So that was about the most we heard out of him. Otherwise, he was pretty much silent the whole time.
Rich, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. Coming up, we learn about why we can never just be about burning. Walking can never just be about burning calories and counting steps. The author of A Walking Life joins us in just a moment here on the Ideas Network.